This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Tensions are soaring even higher between Russia and the West over Moscow's war in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has formalized the illegal annexation of more Ukrainian territory and vowed to protect it forever. Vladimir Zelensky followed with an accelerated Ukrainian push to join NATO, what Putin has long called a red line, and a move the U.S. and other allies do not endorse. As Moscow and Kyiv continued their fight, the U.S. ripped Putin's land grab.
The sham routine that he put on this morning.
President Biden says the U.S. is sanctioning anyone who backs Putin's illegitimate move and will support any Ukrainian effort to reclaim its land.
He's not going to scare us, and he doesn't or intimidate us.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky responded in his Friday evening video address by saying, "We have significant results in the east of our country. Everyone has heard what is happening in Lyman." Even as Putin moved forward with the annexation on Friday, Ukrainian troops encircled hundreds of Russian troops at one of their main garrisons in northern Donetsk near the city of Lyman. The pro-Russian leader in Ukraine's Donetsk province acknowledged his forces have lost full control of two villages north and east of the city, leaving the garrison half encircled. Defeat in the area could give Ukraine an opportunity to recapture some of the territory that Russia now claims. Zelensky also announced Friday that he's submitting an accelerated bid to join the NATO military alliance. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iranian state-linked media say up to 19 people, including a commander in the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, were killed in an attack by armed separatists on a police base in the eastern city of Zahedan. It was not immediately clear if the attack was related to the nationwide anti-government protests gripping Iran. The reports did not identify the separatist group. In a separate development, Iran says it has arrested 9 foreigners linked to the protests. Authorities have blamed the protest on hostile foreign entities without providing evidence. Thousands of Iranians have been in the streets during the last 2 weeks in an outpouring of anger over the death of a 22-year-old woman. She had been detained by Iran's morality police for improperly wearing her headscarf. Stocks ended September down 9.3% in the United States, the worst month since March of 2020. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Wall Street closed out a miserable September with the S&P's worst monthly skid since March 2020, when the coronavirus pandemic crashed global markets. It ended the month with a 9.3% loss and posted its third straight losing quarter. It's now at its lowest level since November 2020. It's down by more than a quarter since the start of the year. The main reason financial markets continue to struggle is fear about a possible recession as interest rates soar with hopes of beating down the high inflation that swept the world. The Dow dropped 500 points. The Nasdaq slid nearly 162 points. I'm Norman Hall.
Reuters is reporting that top White House officials met Friday with oil executives to discuss Hurricane Ian and low gasoline inventories. President Joe Biden warned the industry earlier this week not to price gouge consumers. Reuters reported the White House requested a meeting with 8 oil companies, including ExxonMobil, Chevron, and Marathon Petroleum. Their request came late on Thursday evening. Retail gasoline prices have spiked after a series of unplanned outages at refineries and scheduled maintenance at other plants combined to tighten supply. Nobel Prizes will soon be announced as the world seems a lot more troubled than just a year ago. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
This year's Nobel Prize season approaches starting next Monday, as Russia's invasion of Ukraine has shattered decades of almost uninterrupted peace in Europe and raised the risks of a nuclear disaster. The famously secretive Nobel Committee never leaks or hints who will win its prizes for medicine, physics, chemistry, literature, economics, or peace. But there's no lack of causes this year deserving the spotlight that comes with winning the world's most prestigious prizes, such as the war in Ukraine, disruptions to energy supplies, the climate crisis, and the ongoing fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic.